The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testified, because you have been with me from the beginning. I've told you this, so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I've told you this, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said, "I don't want you to be orphaned." So he sent the Holy Spirit to accompany us, give us strength, the lights. On the other hand, not only protect us, also we have to share the same mission of Jesus. We have to spread the good news like Jesus himself. We share the divine life. It's so true that Paul says, "Today it's not I live, but Jesus lives in me." So whatever we do is a witnessing the presence of Christ through you, through our community. Jesus promised he will be present wherever people are gathered together in his name. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. So true. With this mutual love, there's a presence. The presence of Jesus, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that's why Jesus said, "I do things. In future, you will do things even greater than myself." Of course, we are not greater than Jesus himself. But we can do much more because we are sent to the whole and to the end of the world. He will accompany us. Jesus himself just lived in Israel, limited place. But today, Paul spread good news to the in diaspora. And also today, we share with Chinese, from the Filipinos, we share the mission of the disciples, so that what Jesus is praying is so true. He prayed, "Father, that they all be one, that I in you and me, they be all in us, so that we believe the only mission. Our life is in him. Whatever we do, not for your own sake, it's for the glory of God." So in Ignatius of Loyola, so beautiful the word, AMDG, "Ad maiorem Dei gloriam," for the greater glory of God, that's the purpose of our life.